The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 4-1 in conference play and 7-1 overall. Nebraska visits Ohio State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Coach, as you look at Ohio State's video, does Marcus Ball, their tight end, 85, suddenly jump out at you? That he's gotten more involved in the passing game in recent weeks, and I'm just wondering what your impression is as you watch that.
Well, I think that it is exactly right. He's like one more new added weapon to their arsenal, and that always when they have a good inside receiver, that always makes it a little bit more interesting on how you're going to play pass coverage because, eventually, what people are trying to get is one-on-one somewhere, and so you can only kind of try to help so many guys. So when you have a good player like that that's emerging, it's another factor for you.
Another thing, what has it meant to you and to the team to have the Foltz family be a part of it all this year? It's kind of a broad question, but I'm just wondering what it's meant to you to have them around.
Well, I think that for our team, coaches, and really all the people here at Nebraska, it's very comforting to be able to see them and have them around. Before the harvest season kind of got going with Gerald, he was at practice a few times, and I know our players
yes.
love that. And so do I, and so do all of our coaches, and kind of as the product of a horrible tragedy, it is comforting to see them, and I know it means a ton to all of us here.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Mike. Tommy Armstrong's had issues with interceptions in his career, and 7 this year. What has been the root of that, and what has been done to try to minimize those without taking away the things that have made him successful?
Well, that's kind of probably the biggest focal point from a year ago, and believe it or not, it's better. We've made improvements with just the whole turnover ratio. We were last in the league, and we're still on the plus side. And we certainly don't like turning the ball over. But at the same time, Tommy has made a ton of plays and has cut down in that area. And that's really about decision making and split second decisions that are made. I think that he's definitely very conscious of it, but at the same time, Tommy plays now. He competes like crazy, and so we've got to blend his competitiveness with his confidence in the choices that he makes, and he does a pretty good job of that. We continue to try to make it better.
And JT Barrett seems almost the opposite. He's only thrown 4 interceptions, but there's been criticism that Ohio State lacks an explosive passing game. I mean, how different do you think your passing game is than Ohio State? Is it just the quarterbacks? Is it the philosophy of the offense?
Oh, I think that there's almost some more similarities in some of the stuff that we're trying to do, I think, which is kind of new to me. With a mobile quarterback like Tommy, we've kind of ventured off into, what he really does best and try to enhance his abilities with what we're trying to do. But at the same time, I think that they lead the league in total offense. So to me, as I watch film, it's pretty impressive. And what we're trying to do, what the best thing for us to do would be to take care of the ball and to have a more consistent passing game. We're getting some big plays, and guys are making plays. We've got a good receiving core. We've just got to be a little more consistent in it, and and try to cut down as best we can the turnovers.
Thank you, Mike.
Your next question is from Rich Kapus, Omaha World Herald.
Mike, a little bit of a follow-up to that. JT and Tommy do have some similarities. Is there, when you have a guy like that already in your system, does it lead to some familiarity when you're preparing for a guy like JT? Do you think that helps at all?
Well, you know, I think as you reflect back to spring ball and to fall camp, when we do a lot of interaction with our first strings against each other, we spent a lot of time defensively, obviously, with some of the same basic fundamental parts of versatile quarterbacks, you know, which is all the run-pass option stuff, the run-run option stuff, you know. So we hope that we get that work in those times with our best players going against each other. One of our big goals there is to make it not seem so unfamiliar when you're playing a guy like JT all of a sudden. So, yes, hopefully there's some carryover in being able to try to defend Ohio State from the work that we've done spring practice, fall camp, and from time to time during the season.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Your next question is from Columbia Coates, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Coach. Your defense seems much improved from what you guys rolled out last year. Can you just kind of talk about what's really been clicking for you guys?
Well, that is true. We are a lot better right now in almost all ways statistically. One of the biggest ways is we have not given up near as many big plays. Big focal point, I already mentioned to the last caller about the turnovers from a year ago, and we had to change that if we were going to win some games, and then the other parts, the penalties, which we've improved on, and then the third part of that is explosive plays, both offensively and then preventing them defensively. And we've done a better job of that. We're doing a better job of tackling. We've had a major emphasis in tackling starting at the very first part of spring ball. And I think we're doing better at that, open field tackling and tackling in general, and then playing deep balls down the field. So with better tackling and better sound play in the secondary, we're better defensively, and we're more opportunistic. We've already got way more turnovers defensively than we had a year ago.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks.